This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3489 for Thursday the 16th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, Equality of Structured Errors, and is part of the series, Haskell. It is hosted by Tuku Toroto, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Tutorto talks about equality in Haskell.
Hello, this is Tuka Turto and you are listening to the Hacker Public Radio. Today's episode is about equality of structured errors and its continuation of the previous one I recorded. So, for a bit of a background, in a previous episode, which number escapes me right now, I devised a solution where I didn't have to define all the errors in a one place. And I did this mainly to speed up the compilation times and making the system a little bit easier to maintain. So, this time I wanted to talk about comparing those errors. So, I had a problem. I wanted to write a test that calls validate patch API person function. That is a function that I'm using to validate the requests from the client browser into the server, that validates the data that is used to change a person. So, for example, if in the game, every person can have a life focus. This means that the life focus is a focus of their life. it means you can, for example, focus on hunting, or you can focus on religion, or you can focus on scientific studies or something, and this opens up some new choices for that person, and it adds some extra events that can happen to that person. For example, if you are a hunter, you can arrange a great hunt and try to get some legendary beast roaming in the forests of your planet. Okay, this validate patch API person function does some checks. It checks that you're not trying to change life focus too soon. There's a 5-year cooldown in the game. You cannot be changing the focus all the time. After you have focused on something, you have to keep that choice for at least 5 years. You cannot select the same focus again. And you cannot modify someone else's life focus. You cannot say to your neighbor that, hey, now you're focusing to something completely different. The code for the test is in the show notes, but the point is that I am generating a bunch of requests with certain properties, and I want to check that when these requests are validated, there's three errors present in the reported errors. So it will notice that it will notice that if you are trying to change the focus too soon, or if you are trying to reselect the same focus, or if you are trying to modify someone else's avatar. And this is done by just calling it validate patch API person, and then using equality to check if these three errors are present. So a bit about the equality in Haskell. There's no built-in equality in the Haskell. If you want to compare some things, you have to define the equality by yourself, or you, in some cases, you can let the compiler to define that for you, but there is no default implementation for it. This is done by making an instance of the type class equ. That is fairly simple. There's two functions, equality and not equality. Both of those functions take two values of the same type and return a bool. And you need to define either one of those, because the type class equal is defined in a way that the equality is the not equality, and not equality is the, well, not equality. Like, it's a circular definition, but when you make your own instance and define either one of those, the another one automatically refers to that function that you defined and works fine. Of course, you can define both, but usually there's no need for that. So, back to the problem. E-code is my type that is used to wrap error codes. So, it takes one argument. The only constructor of E-code takes one argument, A, and returns an E-code. And that A has to implement error code class and to JSON and equality and show type classes. And essentially, it can wrap anything that has instances, these instances defined for it. And it will always return you E code. So you are essentially hiding the type of the thing that was wrapped. Whatever gets wrapped in, it isn't visible anymore as a type in itself, only the type class instances. So you have something that you don't quite know what it is, but you know that there's a certain functions that you can call for it. So only those functions defined in those type class instances are available. So I wanted to compare two E codes to each other. At the first try, the knife implementation was just to use the E code constructor to peel the E code out from the around the A and then compare them. So instance EQ E code where E code A equals E code B is A equals B. So I'm just comparing those things inside of E code. And this will lead into a compiler error. Couldn't match expected type A with actual type A1. A1 is a rigid type variable bound by a pattern with a constructor, and so on and so on. This means that the compiler cannot ensure, it cannot figure out how to ensure that when you are comparing two E codes, just any E codes, it cannot ensure that the values that they are wrapping are same type, because the type of the wrapped thing isn't visible anymore. You cannot compare apples and oranges in Haskell. You can compare fruits, but you cannot compare apples and oranges. So you have to know what you are comparing. And here you only know that there's some type class instances, but you don't know the type that you are comparing. Hence, it fails. The error code, the compilation error is quite a bit longer. It's in the show notes, but the point is that it couldn't match the expected type A with the actual type A1. So the second try I came up with is I thought that the wraps, the thing that the E code wraps, it has a show instance. So I can turn whatever it is inside there into a string, and strings I can compare. So then the solution is an instance EQ, E code, where A equals B is show A equals show B. So basically, to compare two E codes, I call show for the innards to get the string representation, and then compare those. This works as long as your string representations between different types is different. It usually is, but not in guarantees this. So While this worked, I thought that it feels a little bit hacky and set out to find out yet another way of doing this. So I started thinking that when two E codes are equal, like what that means. And the E code has functions to get the HTTP status code, that is, for example, 500 internal server error, or 404 resource not found, and description telling the what exactly went wrong, right? For example, in our case, if you were to try to change a live focus, it would be telling that okay, you cannot change live focus. I don't remember the exact wording, but it would be an English sentence saying that you cannot change live focus. You last changed it on this start date, and it only has been this many years since you changed it. So I figured out that it doesn't really matter what's inside of the E code, that structured error, because we are not really using that information for anything. When the error is reported to the client, to the browser, what matters is the status code and the description. If you have two E codes that have the identical status code and description, then they are equal. They are the same thing, no matter what's inside of them. Because for the client, they look the same, so they are the same. So to write that one, I just wrote instance E code where A equals B is HTTP status code A equals HTTP status code B, and description A equals description B. Now that is fairly nice solution, I think. I'm comparing the status code, and if they are same, I compare the description, and if they are the same, then two E codes are same. Otherwise, they're different, and the not equal function I don't have to define, like I tried to explain earlier, that is automatically defined referring to the equality function and taking a negation of that. So now I could write those tests that are testing that when I'm calling that validate batch API person function with invalid data, I'm getting a list that contains three errors of specific type. And that was what I wanted to do. Thanks for the listening. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me via email or in Fediverse, where I'm tuturto@tech.lgbt. Or even better, you could record your own Hacker Public Radio episode. Ad Astra!
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.